Hey, this is Missy L with you for Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, Amiga podcast number 75. Today we'll be kicking back with late 80s and early 90s dance tracks from Amiga demos, games and remixes. I think it'll appeal to those of you who gawped over an Amiga or Commodore 64 back in the day, but there's more than enough here to appeal to lovers of acid house, Eurodance and Italo Disco. Elysium from Jester featured as the soundtrack to Sanity, an Amiga demo that was released at the Amiga Summit Convention in 1991. The demo was ranked third and featured impressive 3D objects and difficult-to-read side-scrolling text, as was the style of the time, but it was really the music by Jester, created on an Amiga 500, which ensured that Elysium would become an Amiga classic. In 1987, Carsten Obarski created Soundtracker, a tool for game sound development on the Amiga. The program featured four channels with up to 15 samples or instruments. Although reviewers called the interface illogical, difficult, and temperamental, the Soundtracker interface became the standard for game sound production on the Amiga. Carsten Obarski not only created Soundtracker, but he created this track here, the soundtrack to the rare 1987 game Rally Master. We'll be right back. Angie S. by Frog featured on the demo 3DNet Analyzer, which was released in 1988 by DOC Productions. The group would go on to produce dozens of music discs, crack intros, demos, and even their own soundtrackers. Crystal Hammer was an Arkanoid clone, meaning that it was a game that is all about hitting a ball against a wall of bricks, lest you get zapped by some worm-like creature. This 2014 remix of Crystal Hammer by Mal Perry reworks the original Karsten Obarski classic, and here you can enjoy it without fear of getting zapped by a worm. We'll be right back. That was Space Debris by Captain, an impressive track which came first at the Anarchy Easter Party in 1991. There's a great essay on Captain's website, marcuskarlinen.com, where he talks about the development of Space Debris, how he made his way around particular technical limitations like having no reverb and getting rid of the click on looped samples. He also went into how he listened to a lot of Italo Disco, citing the influence of the amazing Kotome and Laserdance. DNA Dream originally featured it in the 1990 CES music pack by the international Amiga demo group Anarchy. As a brief aside, Anarchy included the great Judge Drock, who is a great friend to CNCM and has invited me to write various pieces for Zap Amiga magazine. He's also included one of my Amiga-inspired synthy jams in a Zap Amiga promo on YouTube. Thanks, Drock. The Vanilla Rochford remix of DNA Dream by Wobbler was released on Remix 64 in 2022. I can't resist a Milli Vanilli sample. Stag 2 was a slideshow demo released in 1990 by the Amiga group BNK, and it featured music by Melon. This version was reworked by CNCM favourite Pi Pi, who released it in July 2023. That brings us nearly to the end of this CNCM. Thanks so much for joining me. If you'd like to investigate more Amiga mixes, please visit AmigaRemix.com and Remix64.com, where you'll find oodles of inspiring Amiga mixes, remakes and revisions. Obviously, if you'd like to come back to CNCM for more episodes, please visit cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com for more essays and podcast downloads. I'll leave you with a DAX 2005 remix of BA1, composed by Bit Arts. Originally released in 1989, BA1 featured on the legendary Red Sector Inc. and TCC Design mega demo released in 1989. Thanks so much for listening.